This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Wednesday, September the 30th. Shares in New York ended what's been a pretty painful third quarter in rare positive territory. Doug McIntyre at the financial website 24/7 Wall Street told me why.
Well, I think two things. Stocks went down, now they're going to rally again. Good numbers out of China. In the U.S., the day opened with the ADP statement about new jobs for the month. That was at 200,000, usually a precursor of the numbers that come out, the government unemployment numbers that come out on Friday. So there was enough to be happy about. For the quarter, though, it's really just a disaster.
Yeah, this was the last day of the third quarter of the year, and it's been a pretty ropey third quarter for shares just about everywhere, hasn't it?
It has been. Better off staying in cash.
And that's down to the China effect. Worries about cooling demand in China?
I think so. And Christine Lagarde said there was reason to worry about the global financial situation.
Okay, and Ralph Lauren is a fashion brand that people around the world will know and recognize. It was a pretty good day for its shares on Wall Street today. What was behind that?
Well, Ralph Lauren has been the CEO of Ralph Lauren for almost 50 years, and he picked the man who ran Old Navy, a pretty big retail brand in the United States, to take over as CEO.
Yes, and investors seem to like the sound of the new CEO, Stefan Larsson. They've given the shares a big thumbs up today.
People were impressed with his track record at Old Navy, which is a division of Gap here. So I think the market in general said his experience is outstanding and he's done very, very well someplace else.
Doug McIntyre, Ralph Lauren shares finished the day up almost 14%. Overall, the Dow finished up 1.5% at 16,284. Earlier, London's main share index, that was up 2.6% at 6,061. November, New York light crude oil, that was up 13 cents at $45.36 a barrel.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sports. For details of them all, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.